Well, a different kettle of fish here this afternoon for FC United of Manchester, because Stockport County, we know the quality on their day, but they have been suffering defeats at home in recent times. Blyth Spartans winning by 3-1 here, 2 in the 93rd and 94th minute, and last week against Kidderminster, the 91st minute, and 2-1 to Kidderminster. So Stockport County under a little bit of pressure, but they've come out of the blocks well here as Boham Dixon takes the ball. He slides it out left hand side, 10 yards outside the FC United penalty area. Here's an opportunity for Warburton. Warburton does brilliantly well. Can he slot it in? Yes, he can. Wonderful play from Matty Warburton there. It was a good ball, as I say, from Boham Dixon. He slotted the ball out left hand side. Warburton did it really. His first touch beat FC United's defence too quickly. Second ball really for me though, a pleasure to come across there and nullified it, but he slipped the ball beyond the goalkeeper and 1-0 to County. Ball now, simple ball out right hand side. Well, Stockport County have got the bit between the teeth at this moment in time as Dan Cowan plays it back to ball just below us on this near touchline. Chips the ball over the top, another onside decision, an opportunity now for Oswell in the penalty area, right hand side, chips the ball across. It's a half cleared. It falls kindly on the edge of the area to Stockford. Stockford plays a simple ball out wide right. Now delivery required. Cowan flicks the ball in. And it's poor header away from Fagbola at the edge of the area. First actual comes in. Oh, opportunity. And 2-0.
And Fagbola's clearance there.
Fagbola didn't get his head on it. He headed the ball across the goal. And there was at the back post. The ball was flicked in. It looked 10 yards offside to me, but... I'm afraid it wasn't, because the referee's given it, and it's 2-0 in under 10 minutes. Well, goodness gracious, Paul.
Well, are we trying to engineer another 3-goal deficit at half-time? Is that the plan?
Why is Hughes heading the ball like he is? He's got to head the ball forward. He heads it out for a throw-in. Makes it easy for them now to get into the final third of FCs.
Dan Cowan, on the right-hand side, slides it forward. Good work here. Warburton slides it, and Cowan has kept his run going. Now it's Oswald, but this is going to be 3-0. Mantek puts it in. A shot there from Jason Oswell, parried away there by Lloyd Allenson. Couldn't get enough on it. Mantek, the man waiting to pounce. It's 3-0, and Greaves there trying to summon some effort from his charges, but FC really on the deck here. 3-0 it was in the FA Cup, and you just cannot see Stockport allowing what happened then to happen here. They really have got the bit between the teeth today, Stockport, the embarrassment of the FA Cup, and they are not going to let FC off the hook. It's 3-0.
Brady, flat-footed. Hughes, it all starts from the header. I'm thinking, why is he heading? You head the ball forward. He's headed it out in the final third, given the opportunity. They took the opportunity. FC's defence completely flat-footed. The goalkeeper makes an half-decent save again, but there's no one ready with the quick-thinking brain work to get in there, and unfortunately it's 3-0. But Hughes, again, for me, is just letting his team now by heading the ball out when there's no need to. Head it forward. Move forward with the ball.
Stockport. Just sitting back now is FC, but try and bring this forward. Jordan Fagbola, Linfield now takes it along the halfway line, but doesn't get enough on that pass there, and McKenna cuts it out. Ooh, but a risky back pass from him. Alertness was required from Inchcliffe, and he clears it there, but the most wise of back passes there as Linfield. Linfield now with a cross, and in goes,
yes!
And it's Gilchrist, and FC have one back.
Well, we just talked, didn't we, about Linfield's never been really afforded the opportunity to whip a ball of quality, and there was a little bit of controversy. Duxbury thought he's been pushed in the back. The referee said play on. He whipped a ball with perfect, inch perfectness into the head, onto the head of FC United's Gilchrist, who put it away superbly well, and a lifeline. And as I say, if you get the opportunity, whip it in well, and that was a tremendously worked goal and a great header.
Brady plays it back to Fagbola. Interesting. Fagbola will hesitate here. Not the ideal man to cross a ball. Plays it back to Hughes. Maybe FC just lost a bit of initiative there, but now Walker has it left-hand side.
Plenty of red shirts forward, though, aren't there?
Now then, Logan back on the left-hand side. They keep switching wings, the two men, which will just keep Stockport guessing a little bit. Now Jordan Fagbola over halfway. Slides it through, but he just can't find his mount, except it comes to Linfield. That was intended for Greaves, but it was cut out. O'Halloran did well. And now then, Warburton spreads it out to substitute He outpaces an important that
get all.
He's going to give a penalty here, I think. Yes, he. Oh, I don't know
it
about that.
Penalty. It is a penalty.
Well, Matty Hughes was so slow to that. It was like he was Bambi on ice.
But was it more of a question? The stopper player running into Hughes there. But in any event,
he ran across Hughes and.
Hughes needed to get it.
He ran across Hughes. Hughes didn't have a clue where he was, what he was doing. It was so slow. It was untrue. All the impetus of FC's good work is going to be undone with, again, a poor bit of defending, not being able to get back quick enough, and then the ball coming across. There's only one man to aim for, and Warburton will step up to take the penalty.
So FC now staring down the barrel here. They just got a goal back, but this could put Stockport 4-1 up here. Warburton, the man. Referee has a word with the players, reminds them to stay out of the penalty area. Warburton now, right footed, and slides it in to Allinson's left. And Stockport now 4-1 up.